Hello. We're all getting ready now for Pesach. Soon we're going to be sitting around the Seder table, us and our families, God willing. And we're going to talk again about the Exodus from Egypt, leaving the house of bondage, becoming a free nation, a nation that is God's nation. And there's a unique analogy between the freedom, the way we were freed from Egypt, the birth of our nation, and birth. We all know that when a child is born, he leaves the amniotic fluid and he comes into the world. He's surrounded completely by water, and that's how he breaks through and comes into the world. The child then is fed by the mother, directly from the mother. There's no other food. The food comes directly from his mother. The same is true when the Jewish people left Egypt. We broke through the waters of the Red Sea, symbolizing a birth. The same thing, by the way, when the world was created. The world was created through water. God had water and he split the water and the land came out. The same thing happened when he started the world again with the population with Noah. Noah, Hashem flooded the world, and there was just one little boat that sailed through the world, and again Hashem started the world. The same thing is true when we go to the mikveh. When we go to the mikveh, we immerse ourselves in water. We become completely surrounded by water. The amount of water has to be 40 sa'ah. That's the measurement given. And also the word mayim is mem yud mem, 40 with a little letter in between. The little letter symbolizing the person is in between the two letters of 40 representing water, which also represents the word ima, mother. And in most languages in the world, the word mother, always mama, mother, ima, It starts with the mem sound, symbolizing that this concept that the birth comes through water always. So that's what happened also at when we became a nation. We broke through the waters, and just like a person giving birth, we were a nation giving birth. We came through the waters, and then for 40 years, Hashem fed us directly with man, similar to the nursing process. Hashem didn't bring us food, he fed us personally, just food that came from Shemayim himself. I wish you all a very good and happy and kosher Pesach.